Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Today, Mick Wallace is going to find the winners for us. How are you, Mick?
I'm very well, thanks.
That's good. So, Simon, just saying good four, possibility of a good three, and a beautiful day.
Oh, yeah, it looks like a great day in prospect. Seven races. Bit of a mixed bag. A few shorties that I thought might be able to get the cash, and hopefully we've found a bit of value in there as well.
All right, now the first one, Alcatran, $4.80. Number two, Compactor, $12. Three, Trojan, $10. Number four, Cadia, $2.40. Five, Doro Rain, $3.70. Six, Talisker Sky, $6. Seven, Legit, $13. And eight, My Nice Tush, $126. Favourite, $2.40. Number four, Cadia.
Numbers in the first five, six, one, and four, going with Doro Rain. This filly by Medaglia Doro. He's the first starter from the Bjorn Baker yard. Greg Ryan will take the ride, and she's been made to find the line in her last couple of trials, but she did win a trial two starts back there at Rose Hill Gardens, defeating Coppergate and Collectively. It was a good enough effort. And then last time, as I said, she was pushed out and gunned down late by Fastnet Rock Colt Farrenfor, who's since come out at one at Kembla Grange. So form of the trial looks okay. She does have speed. I think she might be able to roll forward, and if not lead, be in the first couple. And as we know, Bjorn Baker and that Greg Ryan combination is always hard to beat at Bathurst. I am interested by the six-horse Talisker Sky. Cameron Crockett trains at Mudgee. Jake Plessy-Holmes takes the ride. This filly by Casino Prince. She only had the one trial. That was at Wellington. I was there that day, and she sat up on the speed, set outside the leader, got a bit wayward around that tight-turning Wellington home corner, and then picked herself up to win the trial quite comfortably in the end. She was throttled down, and she looks ready to come to the races. I thought one Alcatran could be a possible improver, formerly trained by Joe Pride, now with Dean Murph, and the blinkers go on first time today. Has had a couple of runs at the provincials and has been far from disgrace. Should find this easier. Barrier one's a big help. And for Katia is another one that's lightly raced. She's only had the one start there at Gosford, showed plenty of speed when finishing third to Mandalong Emperor. The form out of the race has only been so-so. The blinkers go on for her first up today, and she's sure to be in it for a long way. Five, six, one, and four, the numbers in race number one, a tricky way to start the day.
Right, race two, one Tony's Reward, $2.30. Number two, Ella Walking, $7.50. Three, Cormati, $5. Four, Quietly Confident, $17. Five, Cheeky Bella, six. Six, Wetacone, $5.50. Seven, Cuban Last, $21. Eight, Venturadora, $11. Nine, a Tigeroo, $26. Favourite one, Tony's Reward, at $2.30.
Numbers five, one, six, and four. I'm going with Cheeky Bella. Overnight, I thought she represented good value at around that to $10, $12 mark. She's been supported into around that $6 mark now with tab.com.au. She's better than what she's been showing of late, and she has had some genuine excuses in recent times too. This is her fourth run back from a spell, and it doesn't exactly get you that enthused when you see the eight duck egg alongside her name. But last time there at Cessnock, she was out to the 1,570 metres. I think that maybe a little bit too far from her. She travelled well in the middle stages, and she got buffeted around, knocked from pillar to post in the home straight, and eased out of it to be beaten around six lengths by Serious Dancer. She's always excelled at Bathurst in the past. She's had nine starts at the track for two wins and three minor placings. I think barrier number one, Quin Yong's 3 kilo claim. This mare will carry only 53 kilos, and when you look at the favourite and top weight in the race, the Tony's Reward, it's going to be carrying the 62.5 kilos. It's quite a nice weight pull there, and I just thought that she might be the way to go. Tony's Reward will be hard to beat. I must admit, he's not really one of mine. I don't generally tip him, but look, I thought there was plenty of merit in that run at Goulburn last time when he finished third to Fantasy Bell. Lumped the 62 kilos that day. He did have a lovely run in transit. I think he just might have been anchored by the big weight. He's got a reasonable draw today. If anything, this looks easier than the Goulburn race that last time. And it did win at Bathurst first up from a spell over the 1,108 metres. I like six Winter Coney as a horse. This five-year-old mare is trained at Bathurst by Dean Murph, and Matthew Carl takes the ride. I was given 4 weeks freshen up before a Dubbo race on the 16th of September. That was at Class 1 level over 1,300 metres. She found the line strongly that day behind Supreme Attraction to be beaten a little over 2.5 lengths. The effort was good. left-hander. She usually reserves her best for the home track, and four quietly confident. Certainly capable of blowing all these away. He's a nine-year-old now, but there was a lot to like about it. Moree run last time. We've beaten 2.5 lengths. Was caught a little bit deep throughout, and previous form was solid. A Bathurst winner, three starts back on the soft five surface, which is his preferred going. And then bumped into the very smart Martin Place pick there, two starts back, and it was narrowly beaten by him. So he certainly got the form on the board, quietly confident. We'll throw him into the numbers. 5, 1, 6, and 4.
All right, the third. Now, 1, Battle Fury, 280. Number 2, Medeus, 34. 3, The Flying Scott, 240. 4 out. 5, Ellie Beach is $5. 6, My Cat Saved Me, 34. 7, Norma Jean, $10. Number 8, Passion of Prince, 81. 9, Snappy Diamond, 13. And 10, Star Statement, $9. Favourite at 240. 3, The Flying Scott.
3, 1, 2, and 5 are the numbers here. I'm going with the Flying Scott. Gary Lund trains at Dubbo. Chad Lever takes the ride. A relatively newcomer to the Gary Lund stable, formerly trained down in Victoria. He's had one run for Gary. That was at Dubbo. And bumped into a pretty smart one there in Song and a Prayer. Loomed to do something on the home turn. And in the end, Song and a Prayer went straight past this fellow. But I like the way he rallied once he was past. He just kept on finding the line. Barrier number one today, I think, is a big help. I think he'll be able to box seat. And Gary will have him ready to fire. One Battle Fury looks the logical danger. My first instinct was to put him on top. He's had the six starts for two placings. Last time there at Goulburn, first up from a spell. I thought he was a little bit plain. He had the right sort of run in the race, and he just whacked away. He's not the sort of horse that you watch go around and think, wowee, I'll back at next start. But he's usually there and thereabouts, and he could well prove to be the testing material. Two Medeus. He's a horse that's caught my attention, an ex-Team Hawks horse trained at Cowra, by Smart Missile out of a Lonro mare. I think the only run in a race at Gundagai was somewhat inconclusive. It travelled okay behind the speed. The leaders kind of fell back in his face, and all the horses out wide had the momentum up, and he just worked to the line okay. Key booking of Matthew Carl. If he can get this fellow up on the pace somewhere, he might well be the value in this affair, and I'd be throwing him into your trifectas and first fours. And the 5 Ellie Beach is an interesting runner. And this horse, last run around at Mudgee back in December, finished fourth that day behind Contemplate. And she showed a good turn of foot that afternoon, got back and really hit the line. First up for... She's had the three goes for a placing, but didn't mind the recent trial at Hawkesbury. I know she only beat one runner home, but she trucked up into the race okay, and it just had nowhere to go in the straight. Rachel Murray rode her in the trial, and she'll partner her this afternoon, Ellie Beach. So numbers in race 3, 3, 1, 2, and 5.
Fourth event, 1 Garros, 420, 2 out. Number 3, Shadow of Mordor, 340. 4 Captain Americaine, 460. 5 Dangerous Dan is 10. Number 6, Music Miss, 11. 7 Stately Boy, 480. 8 Siga Dancer, 19. 9 Unresolved, 14. 10 Dizzy Spell, 31. 11 Hebe Friendly is 34. And number 12, Seasin, 126. Favourite 343, Shadow of Mordor.
I really don't know what to make of this race. 4, 3, 7, and 10 are my selections. And that's leaving the top one out, Garros, who really impressed me, winning first up there at Mudgee Garros. Won a maiden over the 1,200 metres, and the format of that race was quite good. Boom Queen, who finished second in the race, has since gone on to win at Taree. Humboldt, that finished fourth in that race, has since won at Hawkesbury. I just can't get that bad run out of my head. Last start there at Goulburn was just in the box seat and dropped right out. I don't know if there was an issue that day. The soloist and Think Like a Fox, I think those horses have certainly got upside that beat it. But this fellow was beaten 9 3/4 length. He's got a good draw today. Bjorn Baker, I wouldn't be sending him around if he didn't think he could win. Chad Lever in the saddle. I just want to watch him today just with that really bad run last time. I put 4 Captain Americaine on top. And this 4-year-old gelding by Americaine has had the 12 starts for a win and 2 minor placings. Second at Mudgee behind the informed Dapper Rise at 2 starts back. I thought that was a really good effort. And then last time at the Goulburn, nothing much went his way. He went around in the same race as the favourite Shadow of Mordor, and they kept getting in each other's way in the straight. They were bumping into each other, and in the end, both of them finished comfortably behind the winner. But I really do think these two horses can improve. They're back in trip, but if they're ridden quiet, I think they might be able to figure in the finish. Captain Americane on top gets the nod narrowly over three, Shadow of Mordor. I don't think there's much between them. Seven Stately Boy could well be the knockout horse here. It'll likely be giving them a bit of a start. It was a Camden Acton winner three starts back, and in two subsequent runs has been around the mark. And a 10 Dizzy Spell might be the bolter that could give some cheek. It does have the inside gate. Ashley Morgan on board for Brian Dixon. Finished second at Angonia last start. Brian doesn't mind sending his horses around regularly, so you know this fellow will be a rock-hard fit. 4, 3, 7, and 10, the numbers.
Right, there we go to race 5. Now, 1 Centennial Prince, 151. Number 2, Don't Judge Me, 11. 3, Jerry LaRose, 26. 4, Narrow Neck Nilsson, 19. 5, Starlight Treaty, 151. 6, Tickets Up, 17. 7, Made in Milan, 290. Number 8, Pretty Song, 12. 9 out. 10, Wee Lassie, 61. 11, Bard is $1.60. But very short, the 11, Bard at $1.60.
Yes, so I was quite keen on that Bard earlier today. I was hoping for black figures, but the money's starting to come for him now. This is a three-year-old by Pins. Bjorn Baker and Greg Wright combining once more. Numbers here, 11, 7, 8, and 4. This horse was well backed on debut at Hawkesbury. It was into $2.50. The occasion might have got the better of him that day. He was very stirred up in the mounting yard and down at the gates. He's got barrier number one today. I really do think improvement's on the cards. 1,100 metres up to 1,208, I think, in his favour. Don't like the price now, but I do think he's the one they all have to beat. A 7 Made in Milan could be the danger. This 4-year-old mare trained by Joe Pine at Warwick Farm will be ridden by Bobby Alyssa. She's only had the one start there at Gosford. That was on a soft 7 surface. That showed good speed and it battled on okay to get a podium finish. This looks a little easier. 8 Pretty Song, probably the value in the race now. Pretty Song has been contesting races at the provincials, was beaten only 5.5 lengths at Wyong, two starts back behind Tiki Tala, and last time there at Newcastle, didn't get all the favours, but did knock up late. She's going to be much better placed today, and I think a win isn't too far off. She was placed at Wyong, three starts back behind So Bizarre, who goes okay. 4 Narrow Neck Nilsson. Buoyed by the fact there was money for this fellow first up from a spell at Wellington. I'm not sure that the track really suited him that particular afternoon. He was finding the line okay. He was beaten a little over two lengths by Arctic Warrior. That wasn't the strongest maiden, but he is trained on the track by Peter Stanley and Matthew Carl on board. 11, 7, 8 and 4 in race number 5.
Righto, now race 6, one's out. Number 2, Bell Serenade, $10. 3, Panora, $2.70. 4, Leap of Legend, $11. 5 is out. 6, Sweet Bella, $7.50. 7 out. 8, Not a Sound, $3.10. Number 9, Prospectus Helmet, $6.50. 10, Bounty Bell, $15. 11, Sugar Lane, $10. Number 12, Zaha County, $151. But the favourite at $2.70. Number 3, Panora.
It was a pretty even race. I've gone 2, 3, 6 and 8. I was doing the form for this meeting yesterday and I've seen that Bell Serenade opened up around about a $51 chance. I thought, that'll do me. Overnight, $26. I still thought that was okay. Into $10 today, it's probably unders. But I think this horse is a winning chance. And Mitch Newman trains at Hawkesbury. Josh Adams is on board. Might be his only ride today. Finished midfield at Goulburn. Led them up early. Does have good tactical speed. One took it on in front. So it had to take a fit, got to the outside. The horse that took it on finished last, and Bell Serenade battled away to be beaten around 6.5 lengths by the soloist and Think Like a Fox. I thought the run was okay. This fellow did win a maiden at Wyong back in April of this year, and since then has had a few genuine excuses. At the Canberra track, two starts back, was caught three wide, no cover, when beaten around 4 lengths by Mr. Tyndall. So does have plenty of speed, and I thought it might be able to, if not find the front, sit up outside the lead, and it could well be the value. Well, it was the value, and I'm not sure that $10 is a value in what does appear to be a pretty even affair. 3 Panuara, I'm a big fan of his. This horse finished second at Bathurst, was beaten in a bob of the heads by Taking Liberty at two starts back. And then last time at Moree, was caught three wide, no cover, on speed. I thought the effort was really good. Barrier one today, a massive plus. And the form out of that Moree race has been okay too. A Priceless to Hero finished third, has since come out and won a benchmark 60 cents. And Attila, who finished sixth and looked safely held, bolted in a benchmark 66 at Scone. So Panua, I wouldn't be surprised if it was to win today for Alison Smith and Orange. Anthony Cavallo, the regular rider. A six-sweet fella, I think, is certainly capable of winning this race. Can mix his form a touch, but his two runs here have been crackers. Was narrowly beaten here one day at Bathurst, but his victory here on the 22nd of January this year was very good. He beat some very smart horses in the likes of Prince of Thebes, Iona Nakoni, finished third that day and went on to win three of the next four. Prince Planet goes well. I think it was placed at Randwick last start. And Cosmologist finished fifth behind Sweet Fellow that day, and he came out and won the country championships heat there at Mudgee. So the fact that he's able to beat those horses on that day would certainly give you some encouragement here. Eight, Not a Sound's been well backed. I wouldn't be surprised if this horse sprints well fresh. Two, three, six, and eight in race number six.
Righto, race 7-1, Meraki Miss, 220. Number 2, Takahashi, $4. 3, Kingston, 480. 480, Warrior, 950. 5, See Me Out, $6. 6, Pretty and Perfect, 21. 7, Talk of the Town, 31. Number 8, Destiny's Joker, 34. 9, Tribuna, 71. And number 10, Velvet Glove, 51. Favourite, 220. Number 1, Meraki Miss.
I've got Meraki Miss on top. My number's 1, 2, 4, and 3. This four-year-old mare by I'm Invincible was formerly trained by Bjorn Baker, now in the care of Cameron Crockett there at Mudgee. He's got a very good record of picking up these horses from city stables and getting them to fire first up from a spell. Last start at Wyong, this mare was never on the track, and I thought her run was better than it looks on paper when finishing second last to Happy Mo. Went around in a Wellington trial to tune her up for this, and I thought it was a good effort. She showed plenty of speed, was able to lead open class horse Zaron in the initial stages. Jake Tracy Holmes didn't really ride her out, and she was only beaten around four lengths by Zaron. Iona Nakoni was second, our Dasher was third. It was a pretty hot trial, and I think if she can show that speed that she did at Wellington in that trial that day, I think she'll be awfully hard to beat. I know she's got the 60 kilos, but this is a race that doesn't have a great deal of depth. Two Takahashi was a dual acceptor and has opted for this last race. This four-year-old mare is the first up today and has won one of two first up in the past. I think that might have been on debut. She can mix a form. She was pretty ordinary at Goulburn and Gosford before going for a spell. Didn't mind the trial at Randwick behind the very smart Stampede. Covered a bit of ground in that trial, and she was finding the line late to be beaten 2.5 lengths. It'll be interesting to see where she ends up in the run here. She has shown a tactical speed in the past, and Connections opted for a change of tactics at Gosford before the spell over the mile, and it didn't really work out. So I'm tipping she'll probably jump on the bunny. Four Arctic Warrior was a very good winner of a maiden at Wellington last time, and he certainly got under the guards of a few there that day. That was on a soft six surface over the 1,100 metres. Talking to Alison Smith, that she had the feeling leading into that race that he did have ability, but I think he may have surprised her a little bit, so he might have some further improvement in him. And Tree Kingston's the horse that the money's been coming for overnight and this morning. I thought his form last preparation was only fair, but I did like the trial win at Hawkesbury. Really quickened up nicely in the straight. And despite only winning by a slender margin, it was a soft victory. Ashley Bourke's 3 kilo claim will be of great assistance here. 1, 2, 4, and 3 in the last event.
Now, any standouts here today, Mick? Anything catch your eye?
Look, I'm not sure it's a great day for standouts. I do think Meraki Miss, if she's anywhere near right, will win the last race at 7, number 1. And I was keen on Bayed in one of the earlier races, but it's not my go to take the tomato sauce
side,
Scotty.
Rather the black and white colours.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I don't think we're going to get it with that particular
author. I don't think so either, unless someone makes a mistake. Anyway, good luck. We'll look forward to hearing you throughout today with the late mail from Bathurst today.
Excellent. Thanks, Sean.
There we go. Mick Wallace at Bathurst. It's 10:25. Sky Sports Radio.